Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Oh. Biggest show coming to town this week brought to us by the Granada Theater. You can check out their listings for the week at GranadaTheater.com. We have six candidates this week for the biggest show coming to town. It's not as big a week as it was last week when we had Kenny Chesney and Rush, and I think all of our candidates last week were Hall of Fame type candidates.
Rush was last night, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's not quite as big a list this week, but we do have six candidates. Remember, it's simply the biggest show coming to town this week, not the big shows.
Right.
In other words, if it's a completely spare week, we're going to still find five candidates. And someone's got to be the biggest, even though they might be a small band.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it works.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you have any more questions, email me, JuniorMiller@Mindspring.com, and I can explain the segment further.
That sounds fun.
Candidate number one, tonight at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie, Paramore.
Paramore what?
Well, I think I like this song.
I don't mind.
I do.
Well, that bass bottom out there.
If it don't hurt now, just wait a while. Another big fish in the pond, no more. You will work the feet in
their 2013 album, self-titled, debuted at number one on the Billboard charts here in the U.S. Also number one in the U.K., Ireland, Australia, New Zealand, Brazil, Argentina, and Mexico.
What's wrong with this?
You tell me.
Suck! It has
catchy.
Sucked to
it's catchy.
It.
It's a little B-movie-ish.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a montage song.
Mm-hmm.
This is the girl getting the makeover from her, all her friends.
Right. Yeah, that song has way too good a groove for a B-movie.
Trying on hats.
That song's too good for a B-movie.
Yeah, trying on different hats.
And they slip a joke hat in there, and then they all
right,
laugh.
And they all laugh. And then here's the shot when she's getting tired of all this hat trying on, and she sighs up into her bangs. And
no, there's too much going on in this song. Too much of a groove
and then
for that.
Popular guy from high school walks by and kind of gives her a second look, and then
right.
She smiles.
That's right.
I maybe see a car wash montage along with this one, but this is too catchy for just a crappy movie. It's a good song.
All right, that's candidate one. Candidate two, biggest show coming to town. Friday night at the Rail Club in Fort Worth, Goat Whore.
Oh, my gosh. This just cracks me up. It's such a parody of this kind of music, right?
Well, it's Cookie Monster's second album. I think his first one was his best.
Listen to that kick drum!
So, I think this is funny. They're a death metal band from New Orleans. And you know what genre they are? Blackened death metal.
Oh, good.
What
voodoo.
Is that?
Just like blackened catfish.
Oh, yeah.
Or,
and what's the worst kind? Isn't it like Norwegian death metal? That's the part that's the one that's the darkest.
Is it?
Seems like I remember that.
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
Listen to this.
Kind of awesome.
When I saw Sinatra, he did this song.
How do you dance to this?
My first slow dance in high school was to this song.
They say the bands that have influenced them include Acid Bath, Paralysis, and Ritual Killer.
Oh, yeah,
yes, that's yes, awesome.
Yes, yes.
This is their hit single, Carving Out the Eyes of God.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
that
my.
Is awful.
Carving.
This is the music that our program director endorses. This is what he listens to on his way home.
So I don't know if you guys have any of their albums.
Like what?
Constricting Rage of the Merciless. Their 2012 release, Blood for the Master.
The mall stuff.
Their 2006 release, A Haunting Curse.
Nope.
Or their 2003 release, Funeral Dirge for the Rotting Sun.
What's going on right now, guys?
I love these guys. Did he just say store-bought chocolate?
I don't know. I can't pick up one word. Death. I heard death.
Yeah, the good news is you don't have to spend too much time on the lyrics.
No.
He's talking Cheerios.
Yeah, that's Candidate 2. Candidate 3, big show coming to town this week, Saturday at Gas Monkey Live, Queensryche. Has it just begun?
Try looking at it more.
There's a place I like to hide. A doorway that I've run through.
Sounds okay.
Yeah. Every time I hear their stuff, I think, man, that's not bad. But I just haven't.
Is this comfortably numb reworked or something?
A little bit.
Similar.
They've sold 20 million albums. They've been nominated for 3 Grammys. Haven't taken one home.
Interestingly enough, every one of those 20 million suck. Oh, God, listen to that. Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought Queensryche was supposed to be like a metal band.
Yeah, they are.
Like a white wing does.
They're listed heavy metal, progressive metal, hard rock, power metal. Boy, this was a ticket return
for 10 years.
Ever and ever.
That radio has been enhanced. All right, that's Candidate 3. Candidate 4, biggest show coming to town. Saturday as well. This at the Levitt Pavilion in Arlington Soul Asylum.
I used to have a couple. I still do have a couple of their records. Not bad.
Runaway train, never going back.
Like a this is Soul Asylum?
This isn't Soul Asylum.
This is Goo Goo Dolls?
No, not Goo Goo Dolls.
Soul Asylum, huh?
Yeah. 1993,
really?
Runaway Train from the album Grave Dancers Union.
Oh, yeah, Soul Asylum. I'm getting Stone Temple Pilots confusion right now.
Aren't they all kind of the same?
All right. No, they are not, sweet Jeremy. Believe it.
If they play a show and they don't do this song, does everybody leave thinking, are you kidding me?
Yes.
I guess this was their biggest hit, yeah.
No, boy.
All right, Candidate 5. Saturday as well at the Windstar in Thackerville.
Yeah, Bob.
The comedic stylings of Amy Schumer.
I've been really lucky. Like, my whole life, I found friends just like me. Like, at a young age, I found girls that were just like me. Like, we were all whores. You know, just little drunks running around. But in every group of girlfriends, there's always like one that's the sluttiest. You know, if you don't have that friend, you're that friend. Let's be real. And it wasn't me in my group of friends. Shocker was my nickname.
You know,
she is incredibly funny, and you need to watch that show. I think her show is really smart. And it's really funny, and I think she...
What is it?
It's called Inside Amy Schumer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's funny.
but she's actually tremendously talented and very, very funny, I think.
She used to date Dolph Ziggler, the Ticket's Own wrestler that we had in studio about a month ago.
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Yeah. She's good.
Funny.
You know, that stand-up was just kind of okay there, but her show is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the... Yeah. Oh, right, you know the history of this song? I don't know. Did Bad Radio talk about this or something?
Probably.
Yeah, Dan brought it up.
Okay. And we can't play all this because there's some bad language in it.
It's clean.
Turn it up. Okay, pull it down just a second, Jared. This bit that she does is a whole music video for this song.
Uh-huh.
And it's about how we're all obsessed with the ass, the female ass, and we objectify it. And she's just bringing the actual function
of it.
And it's such the juxtaposition is so funny with all the sexual imagery going on and then talking about that. Yeah. Okay.
Isn't it such a fourth grade milk lemonade, yes, around the corner, yes, fudge made thing that you would have?
And then she makes it into a real twerk and hip hop song.
All right, that's Candidate 5. Candidate 6, biggest show coming to town Sunday at the Southside Ballroom, Slash.
Uh oh, somebody's testing a guitar at Guitar Center right now.
Cat. I think with his hair and sunglasses and hat, that is such a great look. It's a great bit. So
identifiable. Well, you're ageless, too.
Yes.
I mean, no one can ever tell if you're any older. Oh, my gosh. It's not him singing, right?
No, it's Miles Kennedy.
Miles Kennedy?
Yes, the missing Kennedy.
All right, so let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week is a candidate number 1 tonight at Verizon, Paramore. Candidate 2, Friday at the Rail Club, Goat Whore. Candidate 3, Saturday at Gas Monkey Live, Queensryche. Candidate 4, Saturday at the Levitt Pavilion, Soul Asylum. Candidate 5, Saturday at the Windstar, Amy Schumer. Or Candidate 6, Sunday at Southside Slash, George.
Paramore.
Ooh, that was fast. Gordo.
Amy Schumer.
All right, voting for Sean, we have Justin.
Amy Schumer as well.
Jer.
I support Goat Whore, but Amy Schumer.
Fernando.
Amy Schumer.
I'm going to go with Slash, but I am outvoted. It's 4-1-1. Amy Schumer, Saturday at the Windstar.